Well, I don't think anything will change, but one can only hope, eh? And put that MSN thing back up for me, if you don't mind, Joe.
Who from?
Going to from Paul.
It's gone.
It's gone. You've closed it.
Really,
you just can't get the staff these days. We'll big up the People's Revolutionary Army of Ansdell or something like that. Anyway, they vote for them instead. Right, so we've got a tune coming up. But I'll tell you what we've just been listening to, hadn't I, first? Because I do know some of you take notes. The Stranglers, Something Better Change, and The Clash with Tommy Gunn. Something coming up now for our friend over in
New York,
Mr. Wales. This is for you, mate. I think you'll like the words of this one.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, drink beer. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, beer would be it. The long-term benefits of beer have been proven by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. You are as fat as you imagined. You really do look like your driver's license picture. Do something about it. No one wants to date a fat pig. If inserting a 7-inch ice teaspoon down your throat to induce vomiting is what it takes, well then, so be it. Do one thing every day that makes your mother ashamed. Don't floss. Wayward pieces of parsley and beef in your teeth really don't look that bad. You've already had your turn at living in New York, so leave now. You're wasting space and breathing up all of our oxygen. Go live in Northern California, but leave before you simultaneously die in an earthquake and a gang-related shooting. Sometimes you'll be ahead, sometimes you'll be behind. Sometimes you'll be on top, sometimes you'll be on bottom. Smoke cigarettes with reckless abandon. When you're speaking through a hole in your throat, you can always sue the tobacco company and claim,
I did not know it was bad for me.
After all, ill-gotten gain is what it's all about. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Most likely you'll end up divorced with a litter of children that have 8 different mothers and spend the rest of your life selling rip-off Gucci bags outside Port Authority to pay off alimony and child support. Don't even try to dance. You're a guy, for God's sake. Not even the electric slide at a wedding. Read GQ magazine and strive to look like the guy on the cover. Undergo elective reconstructive plastic surgery, including liposuction and penis enlargement. Make fun of old people. It's fun. And understand that friends will stab you in the back for the price of an extra value meal. And that flame broiled isn't always better. Never mind. But trust me on the beer.
Afraid to let it flow. Are there any paranoids in the audience tonight? Is there anyone who worries about things? Pathetic. This is for all the weak people in the audience. Is there anyone here who's weak? This is for you. It's called Run Like Hell. Let's all have a clap.
You finished blowing your nose now, can you turn the mic on?
Yeah.
Right. Nearly had the sound of Cho King blowing her nose there, live on the radio, but...
I had a crow stuck up there, I had to blow it, didn't I?
You had a crow stuck up there?
Yeah, not like you men where you pick it and flick it.
Ooh, good fun then. Alright, Pink Floyd, of course, from a bootleg album, only available on the internet, via certain naughty torrent sites. The album's called Every Brick in the Wall. It's like a remix of live and studio stuff, rather good. Run Like Hell from that one. Before that, Journey, and they didn't just do Don't Stop Believing, folks. They also did a lot of other good ones, including that one, Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore. And we started off with Dennis Leary, Drink Beer, which is something I intend to do very shortly indeed. I've even got myself some Guinness. I've been banished from the Guinness for a while due to it costing more than bitter, but I don't like bitter, it's horrible.
Well, we have to save money, dear.
So, I sneaked to the shop and got myself a few Guinnesses.
Tut, tut.
Ha. Right, you're going to tell me off again now for playing wacky stuff. This next tune is about some pixies who fly around in a teapot.
Which you've dreamt, you've seen them, haven't you, the pixies?
Yeah.
Flying around in the teapot.
I have. It's from Gong, it's called the Pothead Pixies.
I am you. We'll be right back.
if you're living in a high-rise block, please get in touch. We'd like to stick our transmitter on your roof. And before that, what did I say who it was? Hawkwind with High Rise. And before that, Gong and the very strange David Allen and the Pothead Pixies. What you...
Nobody's got the song I want.
See all these people supporting me in my thirst for the Guinness.
Whatever, Trevor.
You just won't admit you... beaten on. Even Paul of Ansdell was even offered a donation of 50p towards the price. So there.
Okay. A donation? Yeah, you took a fiver off me yesterday because I won the lottery. Harumph.
Well, what's yours is mine.
Not married yet, dear.
Don't go saying you won the lottery. We won a tenner.
Exactly.
On the lottery.
Better than nothing.
Right. Before we have a domestic here about lottery money.
No domestic.
I'll play you some Genesis.
Not got the energy.
No, we're both far too tired. And we love each other far too
much. Bleh.
Way out of the house, he went to the kitchen drawer and took out a knife. But what followed was far from normal. Two paramedics in bloodstained overalls, the police, a surgeon, his crying mother, his victim's grieving family and angry friends, and then a judge, a coffin, and a prison guard. Carry a knife, and the consequences will follow. Go to droptheweapons.org. Metropolitan Police.
107 FM. This is
Radio Xanadu.
We'll be right back.
This is the Voice of Free Radio, broadcasting from somewhere in Merseyside on 107 in the FM band. And my name's Steve West. I'm with you until 10 o'clock. Take me through between 10 and midnight will be Joe King, and midnight till 2, Russell Bland.
And then bedtime.
Yep, but we won't be switching our transmitter off like we usually do at 2 o'clock, because it's a bank holiday, which means we can leave it on all day tomorrow. Won't be any shows, it'll just be non-stop music, but better than nothing, eh? So stay tuned to 107 right through till Tuesday morning, all being well. Cool. Right, that was the Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood, and Black Sabbath, the Dio era, and Neon Nights. And we started off with Genesis from the Lamb Lies Down on Broadway, and Counting Out Time. Right, I'd like to play this one for somebody not too far away from here. I hope he listens to the words. It's about domestic abuse. And I'll have a listen anyway. Nickelback and Never Again.
Tonight she'll find out. I fucking would top me as this man. Live Radio.
We're the hammer that knocks the nail in.
107 FM. Radio.
Where do we go now?
where do we go? That's the question. As posed there by Guns N' Roses. And, of course, Sweet Child of Mine. Before that, but a classic Rush from 1975, and the title track from the Fly By Night album. And started off with Nickelback and Never Again. Right, hopefully, a little bit later, if we have time, we're going to watch a new film called Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll, all about this next artist I'm about to play, Mr. Ian Jury. This is going to be my last tune, so I shall say my goodbyes now, give Jo time to drag some tunes into her playlist. Such a lot of preparation goes into these shows, doesn't it? About 2 or 3 minutes. So, thanks for listening to me. I've been Steve West. I'll speak to you later. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Thanks for listening. And here's Ian Jury. I'm partial to your abracadabra.
So stuck the way you start, the cockles of his heart, the panty sends it right up the wall. Please, please stop it, it likes it, tickles it to death in a way. These lovely boots exist to drive it round the twist, the call of nature must be obeyed. It likes it, it's worse. Partial to your abracadabra, unforeseen, it's on the side.